Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. This is a pre-recorded show featuring one of our favorite singer-songwriters, John Auer. Even though this show was recorded in the past, it is being played in the present, so it still works. And I invite you to invest all of the questions with your own intentions and get ready to experience the power of the Pop Oracle. Okay, we're here on Radio 8 Ball, and I think I have a question for the Pop Oracle via the music of John Auer. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so my question has to do with fashion. Basically, I come from a family that pretty much eschews fashion entirely. If you saw pictures of our family, it's just a lot of torn sweaters and slacks, and you know, they're collegiate types. But I work in the entertainment field, and so for a long time I had that attitude myself. Like, there's something really rock and roll about avoiding fashion. But now I'm trying to play with it a little bit, but I have no facility in the world of fashion. I really have to like trust my girlfriend to say, oh yeah, that's okay and that's not okay. And even no matter how well I do, actually she tends to always be like, how come you never have a nice shirt to wear? And how come it's always wrinkled? And I just want to know what the Pop Oracle's response to the whole concept of fashion in general, and then specifically for me, what advice it has for me in relation to fashion. And I would like to have song number 5.
Ladies sweet, I declare that you're the trouble girl for me. There be stars above, but there's no other better lover down the street. I know she can't be beat. And I might as well be losing sleep for all the good it would do me. When the fear of feeling runs so deeply through me. Lady sweet, don't tell me that I've gone crazy and that your beauty is only in my mind. For I can say that what I see is so exactly what I need to find. Baby, one more time. And I might as well be losing sleep for all the good it would do me. When the fear of feeling runs so deeply, truly, lady sweet. She can't be beat. And I might as well be losing sleep for all the good it would do me. When the fear of feeling runs so deeply through me. Just one more time. I might as well be losing sleep, truly straight on through me. The fear of feeling runs so deep, I do believe it's lady sweet.
And let me guess, that song was called Lady Sweet?
You're good.
Yeah.
When you're good, you're good.
Yeah,
you were on.
Yeah, you're pretty good yourself.
Thank you, sir.
So that was the answer to my question, looking for the pop oracle's response to fashion in general, and then any fashion advice or advice around the concept of fashion it has for me. Do you want to give me your interpretation first of how that song might relate to that?
Well, I mean, I'm going to just probably jump right to what I think, which is that it's occurring to me that this is probably best, and even in my case, I'm kind of similar to what you were talking about. Like, there are times when I get together, but mostly it's kind of a train wreck when it comes to the fashion sense. And my lady has much better sense than I do. So I'm thinking this, to me, is saying perhaps you should consult with her more often and listen to her advice, you know, because it's really about her. It's about the muse, you know, recommending what shirt you should wear.
You know? That's a good call. Good call.
What do you think?
Well, I like that there was the line, exactly what I need to find.
Right.
And which made me think of like that if I like go out and sort of pick something off the rack, I'll just think that I could trust the Radio 8 Ball of clothes buying a little bit more, perhaps. And then the line about baby one more time. Now, did you write that line pre-Britney or post-Britney?
Now, it's funny because that was a Britney reference.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. I put it in there as a joke. And somebody else, it's actually written for, I wrote it for Big Star. It was for the latest record called In Space. And it was like one of the songs that I contributed. And there was one other line there before. And the man, Alex Chilton, who is in the band Big Star, he kind of vetoed the line I had there. And just as a joke, I inserted Baby One More Time. And he was like, that's perfect. And for those of you in the know with Big Star, it's a collaboration, but Chilton has he's the executive, you know, officer. So I was like, okay, you know, we'll just leave that in there and let it fall where it lay, you know.
What was the line before?
I can't even remember. I really can't.
Once Alex Chilton vetoes something, it doesn't just leave the song, it leaves the songwriter.
That's right.
That's the power.
What do you mean there was no line before that one existed? Exactly.
So there was something, I don't know, there was something there about, like, I think of Britney as sort of the example of disposable fashion pop, you know? And
not anymore, but yes, you're right.
Yeah,
that's her legacy,
right? And so there's something there. Sort of, it made me think. And again, I think that, you know, the pop oracle, like any oracles, or like just reality in general, is very projective and reflective. So I see what I'm looking for, and what I see is the pop oracle saying, "Yeah, fashion smashing," you know, and at the same time, I guess what I got from it was saying, "I'm not doing so bad." You know, exactly what I need to find, that that fashion isn't that big a deal. But I do like your answer, because it is true that the reason that I am doing fine is because I'm in a relationship with a woman who has a much better fashion sense than me.
There you go. That just says it right there. Let's just cut to the bottom line, shall we?
Excellent. Cool. Well, thanks a lot for being on this episode. You've been on so many. You've done so much Radio 8 Ball with us, John. It's fantastic to have you contributing this way.
I can't wait till season one comes out on DVD. You know,
me neither.
Looking forward to it. There's a lot of extras on that DVD, I'm sure, too.
Awesome.
So cool.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
And that, my friends, is how Radio 8 Ball works. In our next segment, we'll be taking calls from some very hip underground pop luminaries seeking guidance from the pop oracle via the music of John Auer. So please, stay tuned.
Conscious Choice Magazine presents John Auer live at the Radio 8 Ball Show. Join us for an evening of musical epiphanies with a Northwest rock icon.
It's okay, yeah, it's all right. We can dig our graves tonight.
Let the pop oracle answer your questions and question your answers with music from John Auer's legendary career on Thursday, September 13th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. For more information, go to CapitolHillArts.com.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
He had cut himself off from everybody and withdrawn so completely into himself.
Theater Underground presents the award-winning stage adaptation of Dostoevsky's classic, Crime and Punishment.
For some time, he had ceased to concern himself with everyday affairs.
Seattle Times calls the 90-minute production ferocious and hard-hitting, while the PI raves that the performances are potent.
Listen to all her chatter about triviality.
Crime and Punishment runs Friday to Sundays at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at CapitolHillArts.com.
And then to have to extricate himself, lying and making excuses.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m.
Welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions. This is a pre-recorded show featuring singer-songwriter John Auer. And here we are on Radio 8 Ball. We have a caller on the line. Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Hello, Andra.
Who's this?
This is your friend Scott. Taylor from Olympia.
Scott Taylor from the band The Hard Way. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. We're here with John Auer.
Hey, John.
Hey, I know this Scott Taylor. I know who this fella is. This guy's a very talented musician.
Do you have a question for the Pop Oracle, Scott?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, lay it on us.
Well, I have the new school year coming up here, and I am trying to decide whether I want to be leaning more toward full-time study for the fall quarter or just maybe more of a half-time study or something, depending on how much I want to have time to be able to do lots of playing and stuff. And I did some full-time last year, and it takes up a lot of time to do that.
So, okay, so
I don't know. I guess that's a legitimate enough question.
So full-time student or half-time student?
Somewhere in between there, even.
Okay, so would you pick a number between 1 and 8? A number between 1 and 8, actually.
Okay. How about 3?
Okay. Song number 3 from John Allen.
Trying to understand. I could dream all day, I could dream all day, I could dream all day, I could dream all, I could dream all day, I could dream all day, I could dream all day. In a blackened room, staring into space, underneath a thousand blankets, just to find a place where everything is reachable, imagining is safe. I tried to make it so, I didn't even know. I could dream all day, I could dream all day, I could dream all day, I could dream all, I could dream all day. Oh, I could dream all day. Oh, I could dream all day. Dreamt I was awake, my mouth is colored gray, and as the world revolved around me, I could only say, I could dream all day, I could dream all day, I could dream all day, I could dream all, I could dream all day, I could dream all day. I could dream all day, I could dream all day, I could dream all day, I could dream all, I could dream all day, 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 I could dream all day.
And what was the name of that song?
Let me think about this. Dream All Day.
Dream All Day.
And nice ending on that there.
That was the answer to Scott Taylor's question. Does he want to be a full-time student or a half-time student in the coming school year? And this is at Evergreen State College, right?
Yep.
Yeah, in Olympia, Washington. So do you want to give us your interpretation first, or do you want to hear our interpretation first?
I'll give you mine.
Okay, great.
First of all, that was really cool. I was going to pick either number two or number three, so I figured one of those would be good. And I think I'm probably going to go listen to Frosting on the Beater when I get done. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think it means that I don't have to make up my mind right away. Like, I don't know. Well, I think what I could do is I think I can do kind of like take it one quarter at a time because I'm concerned about like the winter time. I just don't do real well at that time of the year for, I'm kind of underneath 1,000 blankets, you know, at that time of the year.
I hear
totally
you,
my song for like when I was having trouble last year, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I think that I'm going to try to do it full time, I think for one quarter and then like go from there. I'm going to go one thing at a time. I don't know.
Baby steps.
What did you think, John?
Well, I mean, it could be construed a couple of ways, you know. Mm-hmm. One, it could be like, you know, maybe it's time to put the dream into action, because you could, in theory, just dream about doing something. Or it's a great excuse just to say, hey, you know, let's take it a little easy. Let's make sure we're not taking too much on. And I'm probably going to lean with the latter in this case.
The halftime.
The halftime. I think my interpretation is that was like, here is your excuse to go half. Don't do the full time thing, in my opinion.
Right.
To start, that's how I would read it if I was going to look at it that way. So
I can see that because, like, you know, when you're going full time, I mean, there's just if you want to do it right, you want to get, especially at a place like Evergreen, if you want to get the most out of it, you got to be there and be present as much as possible. And you know, I know that I fully intend on being very busy with some other things.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
Yeah, there was that line about being in a blackened room and staring into space.
Underneath 1,000 blankets trying to find a place. Yeah,
that just, there's something about that that made me think about, you know, being in class and feeling bored. So maybe there was something there. Also, and I don't know how this relates, and I hope this doesn't give any offense, but the song made me think that certain parts of the Blue Oyster Cult song, Don't Fear the Reaper.
You're kidding. No, that's not.
I think he's just talking about the basic progression in the chorus there.
Well, if I might do something with you
also,
really
like
quick for you, just give me a second here. Watch this. Let's see. 45,000 men and women every day. All the leaves are brown, the leaves are brown, and the skies are gray. It's like
heard
a million
that one too.
There must be some kind of way out of here. It's
and so like candy.
So it's like a million and one. And he's buying the stairway to heaven. It's like all wrapped in there. So it's I think I just broke a lot of laws.
So I think, you know what it is...
You didn't do more than like 5 seconds of any of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mundo.
So, you know what, because I know that your band plays a lot of covers, maybe that's what it's saying, is there needs to be more time for you to play a lot of classic rock covers, and if your schoolwork is getting in the way of that.
And then 1,000 blankets. Now, blankets could be called covers.
That's what I was just going to say, actually. See?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's great.
Awesome. Horrible twists and turns.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot for calling in, Scott. You're awesome, and I can't wait to have you on as a guest sometime in the future again.
Yeah, right on. Well, cool.
I hope to see you soon, too, Scott.
Good talking to you guys.
Yeah. And you're listening to the Radio 8 Ball Show. We have a caller on the line. Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Hello, fellas.
What's your handle?
My handle is, I can't say, but my name is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for calling. What's your question for the Pop Oracle?
I just started dating a nice young gal, and I just want to know, do things seem good? Things seem to be going very well, but I need to know, is it real, or am I just being falsely optimistic, or is there hope for us? Should I invest in this one? Is she a keeper?
That's a good. Is she a keeper? Would you pick a song, pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 3?
Eight.
Okay. Song number 8 from John Auer.
Oh, we got a live one here. You're going to love this, buddy.
It's hard to say who's the one to blame. I guess it'd be you now. I like to smile when I think of you, but that wouldn't be true now. All the lights were green back in the day. We never had any sense to stop then, or civility we were taught then. Not then, no. Take it back, all the love I gave, or haven't you heard now? I'm not ashamed that I treat your name like a four-letter word now. Well, Napoleon himself would happy to see, he'd be happy to see all the battles won now, and the curses across the sun now, and your silent face staring back at me. If there be any doubt that you'll be the one I can do without, well, if there's still room to breathe, please take a long last look and I'll be the first to leave. Your silver ring doesn't mean a thing. Tell your folks that is all now. I keep a glove and a bat by the door in case you want to play ball now. Well, Kournikova herself would have to agree. She'd be counting to 3, then the gloves are off now. And the trophy is held aloft now. And it starts like it stops now. And it starts like it stops, and it starts like it stops now.
And what was the name of that song?
It's a sweet little ditty called Four Letter Word.
It's a great song, but I don't think it bodes well for this relationship.
Well, let's see what we can do.
Let's try and put a positive spin on this.
Do you want to take a stab at this, John, or shall I?
You can start, but I'll finish.
Okay. Well, it made me think that it's possible. If this was my question, I'm not going to get into interpreting your question, but I'll give you my interpretation. If I was asking that question, I was beginning a relationship, it would make me think about all of the relationships that hadn't worked that I'm bringing into the new relationship. And there were a few lines here. That thing about back in the day, when all the lights were green, mm-hmm. that like there was a time when we were optimistic, and then we get disappointed, and then that sort of creates the way that we live our lives. And so it made me think if there's some sort of ghosts, it would make me think that there might be some ghosts in the past that are informing the question. Like the that has you asking, is she a keeper? Is this going to work? You know, that it's not that that's not coming from the present. It's coming from your past.
And I think you make a good point, because it also turns, it points the finger back at me. It's not, is she a keeper? It's, can I make this work? It's that I am responsible for my own relationship.
And also, you know, the idea of a four-letter word, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
The word could be love.
We've got a live one here, folks.
What did you think, John?
Well, I hate to rain on everybody's parade, but it's your job. It's my job. It's what I'm here for. And business is good. It's a fairly, you know, direct diatribe against. The funny thing is, it's actually a composite. It's not actually aimed at one person. It's kind of just like a kiss-off song, just to like all the people I probably should have told to kiss off in the past. But you talked about being too nice on some of the shows. I've struggled with that in parts of my life as well. And this was about as direct as I could be, but also kind of try and keep it a little on the humorous side. You know, like the line I messed up, I didn't sing it totally right, was Napoleon himself would have to agree. He'd be happy to see all the battles won now and the curtain across the sun now. Like, misery loves company. Like, you know, people that, like, enjoy... There's people that actually kind of get off on watching someone's relationship fail, you know, that kind of an idea. But who's to say, man? You know, the future is wide open. But in my case, the four-letter word, I wasn't thinking the word love. I can't really tell you, you know. I think of the day Tuesday somehow figures into this, if you catch my drift, but you probably, well, never mind, I'm going to get off the subject now.
I have to say, as a songwriter myself, I will tell you that I've written many a dark kiss-off song, and I'm going to take yours to mean that those are in the past.
You know,
I'm going to say,
you're absolutely right, and I feel the same way. This record I made that this is from is called Songs from the Year of Our Demise. Like, I really enjoy the record, but I wrote it like it was therapy, and I'm actually been thinking about this a lot lately, especially being on Radio 8 Ball. It's like, you know, I've actually really started to try and write some songs that, I mean, are honest, but still and convey what I feel, but maybe also aren't quite so negative in certain ways. You know, are you okay?
Right.
Oh, my God. The bridge collapsed. I'm sorry.
well, thanks a lot for calling in, Mike.
Nice to talk to you, fellas, and I'll see you when you do 8 Ball Live in Los Angeles.
Yes, you will.
All right.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to.
Conscious Choice Magazine presents John Auer live at the Radio 8 Ball Show. Join us for an evening of musical epiphanies with a Northwest rock icon.
It's okay, yeah, it's all right. We can dig our graves tonight.
Let the Pop Oracle answer your questions and question your answers with music from John Auer's legendary career on Thursday, September 13th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. For more information, go to CapitolHillArts.com.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting the randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. This is a pre-recorded show featuring singer-songwriter John Auer, who will be the live musical guest at tonight's live Radio 8 Ball show at the Capitol Hill Arts Center in Seattle. You can find out more about our live show and other Radio 8 Ball events at www.radio8ball.com. Before we continue with the divinations, I want to give a special thanks to one of my favorite Seattle restaurants, Crave, for their generous support of the Radio 8 Ball show. Crave is located in the Capitol Hill Arts Center, just upstairs from where we will be presenting the Radio 8 Ball show live tonight with John Auer. Crave just added several new menu items, including mole braised short ribs, lamb chops with grilled peach chutney, and for a short time only, their famous salad niçoise. That's what I'm going to be having tonight before the show. And if you're planning on coming out to the Radio 8 Ball show, I heartily encourage you to do the same and begin your evening with dinner at Crave. Now, let's get back to the musical divination with John Auer. And you're listening to Radio 8 Ball. We have a caller on the line. Hello. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Hello? Hello?
No, okay, thank you.
Who is this?
Willie Wisely.
Willie Wisely, welcome to Radio 8 Ball. A good friend of mine. You're here with John Auer, who's providing the Oracle fodder, and I believe the two of you have actually shared a stage somewhere in the last couple of years.
Mr. Absolutely, right?
Yeah, Philadelphia in 06. I have a photograph commemorating the event.
As my friend would say, you have pictures as the proof. So,
what's your question for the Pop Oracle, Mr. Wisely?
Let's see. First of all, John, Green Eyes came through my iTunes shuffle the other day, and I just wanted to... I was reminded of the incredible genius of that song.
Grant Hart wrote it for Husker Du. Great stuff. Was it Husker or Husker? It's Husker, isn't it? Husker Du, yeah. I love that song. So I did like the James Taylor version of Husker Du song. So,
nice.
Anyways.
If Grant had any sense, he would have done the same.
Oh, dear.
But four-letter word. I was just on your MySpace, too. Four-letter word. Awesome. Andres, I know we have an agenda here. I'm wasting time.
You're not wasting any
just
time.
Just played four-letter word, actually, a little bit ago. So, cool.
So what's your question?
Well, I'm in Minneapolis for a couple months here and putting together a band for tour and doing some family stuff. And the bridge collapsed while I was here on 35W, and it shook me pretty good just because I've lived like four or five blocks away from it for more than a decade. And I even biked across the interstate bridge once, but that was a crazier moment. But, I've probably been on that bridge like 4,000 times, so it just kind of freaked me out a little bit. And being there and seeing it is really a fright. I'm playing a benefit here in Minneapolis on Sunday, and the stated goal of the fund that we've set up and the nightclub is to raise $15,000, and I just need a simple yes or no. Are we going to make our funding goal for this benefit to help the families and the victims and the rescuers of the bridge collapse?
Okay, well, would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3 nor 8?
Between 1 and 8 that is neither 3 nor 8.
Yes.
4 is my favorite number, so why don't we go there?
Wow.
Okay. Song number 4 will be the answer to the question, and when it's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means, so please stay on the line.
Pass along the lampshade, somewhere there's a party. Here it's never ending, can't remember when it started. Pass along the lampshade, there'll be plenty enough room in jail. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. If being strong's your kind, then I need help you with this feather. Afraid is a crime, we hang side by side at the swinging party down the line. Pound the prairie pavement, it's a losing proposition. Quitting school and going to work and never going fishing. Water all around me, I'll never learn how to swim now. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. If being strong's your kind, then I need help here with this feather. Afraid is a crime, we hang side by side at the swinging party down the line. Somewhere there's a party. Here it's never ending. Can't remember when it started. Pass along that lampshade. There'll be plenty enough room in jail. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. If being strong ain't what you want, then I need help you with this feather. Afraid is a crime, we hang side by side at the swinging party down the line, where I'll be doing time at the swinging party down the line, at the swinging party down the line.
And that the name of that song was?
It's called Swingin' Party. It's not. It's actually by a band called The Replacements.
Ah.
Miss Westerberg.
Who are from Minneapolis.
Interesting.
Amazing song.
And that was the answer to Willie Wisely's question, will the benefit this weekend raise $15,000 for the families and the victims of the bridge collapse in Minneapolis?
May I interpret?
Yeah, go for it.
You know, you have the normal kind of abysmal sort of positive positron negatron situations that Westerberg always sets up. But I was encouraged by the last line, "Catch you at the swinging party down the line." So I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so hard because you're slapped with the uber sadness of the song.
Yeah, there was. Can I take a swing at this?
Please.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I mean, you couldn't help but I couldn't help but get a shiver down my spine when it was the line about water all around me. I'll never learn how to swim now.
Yeah.
It was just like, wow, that really hit me. But then there was also something about I need help here with this feather, and I know from having experienced loss of people close to me that there is something, I mean, I'm going to sound like Milan Kundera here, that the unbearable lightness of loss, in his case of being, but in the unbearable lightness of loss, like there is a way that something about that line made me think about, yeah, I mean, raising the money is one thing, but raising the spirit is another. And it made me think that there's somehow there's an even greater goal that you're working towards that, you know, perhaps because of the swinging party, and I like the, you know, there's all the Minneapolis references there, makes me think that the city of Minneapolis is going to come together and support each other and you'll raise the money, but that there's a higher goal that you're going for, particularly as an artist who's going to be performing there, that your goal is to help them with that feather, lift that lightness even higher.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, John?
I thought it was very positive. I mean, I got to be honest. I did put it on the list. I made an executive decision, but you did pick the number.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was not a contrivance. That was like, to me, that says quite a bit. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the fact that it's from a guy who's from Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
oh,
it is,
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was like, you know, I mean, it was. You know, I knew that you were in Minneapolis, but I did not, you know that you were going to pick that number. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, that was pretty, you know, that was pretty cosmic, I got to say, you know. So.
I love it.
I mean, and you know, and this that line did hit me, the water all around me, that particularly with what's happened, that was a little frightening in a way. Mm-hmm. But also it's like, you know, I don't know, there's something, again, as sad as it can be interpreted. I find that there's reassurance in songs that have expressions of sadness or pain. It's like it's just people saying that we're human and that we all kind of suffer together and we're all going to get through this together. You know, it doesn't have to be a downer. It's just, it has the exact opposite effect on me. It makes me feel good to know that other people have a hard time sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I see it as a positive thing for your situation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for calling in and taking part in the show, Willie, and looking forward to seeing you down the road.
Yeah, down the line.
Yeah, down the line, exactly.
John, one more question. Did you already go to Japan, or is that coming right up?
No, I did, actually. I just did a couple shows with John Wesley Harding over there, and did a couple on my own. And actually, there was a band over there called Four Generations that learned a large portion of my catalog, and we had a rock band back me up, this fabulous Japanese band. It was just amazing. It was a really, really good time. And thankfully, I like sashimi and sushi. Like, I love the stuff. So in fact, one day there was a show I played, and they brought me a pizza instead, and I was very unhappy because I was like, where's the sushi? Anyways.
Yeah, going to Japan is one of the greatest things we ever do, isn't it? It's just what an amazing culture for artists.
It is totally an amazing culture for artists, incredibly supportive and respectful and just really sweet people, you know, and it's really they love it. If you're there, it's because they love your music, and that's what it's about.
Yep. Yeah. Very true.
Cool.
All right, guys. Well, on with the 8-ball.
Thanks a lot, Willie. You're listening to Radio 8-Ball. We have a caller on the line. Hello. Welcome to Radio 8-Ball.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Robin.
Hi, Robin. Welcome to Radio 8-Ball. What's your question for the Pop Oracle?
My question is a simple one today. There's lots of different things going on in my life right now, and lots of different poles for my energy and my attention. And my question is, where should I really be putting my focus right now?
Where should you be putting your focus right now? Would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 3, 4, or 8?
7.
Song number 7. Okay.
He was so far gone, so late to catch on. This is the start of my chapter 1. But don't it just be clear when I wish you were here? Bells are ringing, angels disappear. You're all I want in this wicked world. You're all I want, my sweetheart. She scorches the earth, passing torches, burning to the ground. And there goes chapter 2, I need something to do. Sirens wailing, pages turn into the sound. You're all I want in this wicked world. You're all I want in this wicked world. And won't it just be great if it's 3 in the morning when your outline finally shifts to take its shape, and the stars above, the look on your face, put me in my place without a single word. Chapter 28, I sleep like I pray. Fair enough if there's a moment that I love. you're all I want in this wicked world. You're all I want in this wicked world. You're all I want in this wicked world. You're all I want in this wicked world.
And what was the name of that song?
Called Wicked World.
Wicked World. So, Robin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you want to give us your interpretation of that song first, or do you want to hear what we think first?
I can tell you a few things that popped into my head.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a sweet song, obviously, and it sounds like, you know, kind of a melancholy love song. So I definitely thought, you know, obviously about my relationship and my focus on my beloved, but also for me there was something about, I just got back from a 10-day silent meditation retreat, and I was out there with the one, with the silence, with the all that is, and that's my other love affair, is, you know, with spirit, and so I guess it had both of those meanings for me.
What did you think, John?
Well, she's right. I mean, and I do hear the word melancholy an awful lot when it comes to John Auer. But yeah, that's definitely a love song in a way. It's more, you know, a longing, I guess. Finding solace in someone, I guess, is the best way of putting it. So I guess in relationship to your question, I guess I would interpret it as being, you know, a romantic relationship, because that's kind of where it stemmed from for me. There was somebody I was thinking of very much in mind, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, it's a lot of imagery and a lot of trials again and tribulations, and then there's kind of a resolve in the chorus that, you know, comes down to the barest element, the bottom line of a relationship with somebody that you care about. I mean, that really, you know, I don't think people should use those things as crutches in their lives, but I think that they greatly enrich one's life when they are, like, when they're in a healthy relationship, you know, and that's what I think, honestly, I think most people are striving towards that, whether they want to admit, want to admit it or not, you know. But, you know, again, there are things like in the verse that are really about longing and the trials and tribulations and being alone, actually, and wanting to be with that person. Like the, you know, the whole chapter two, I need something to do, sirens wailing, pages turning to the sound. It's about being alone. It's like you're so alone and you're trying to console yourself and all you hear are those sirens, you know, echoing through, you know, your home or your house or whatever. And it makes you think, like, you know, that there are moments when we're all alone and don't want to be, I guess. And that's kind of, you know, that's the longing, I guess. So, melancholy, yes.
Yeah, well, actually, it's interesting because I heard it much more as, you know, in terms of that universal, you know, a silent love kind of thing. There were a few lines about, what was it? I sleep like I pray was one that really jumped out to me. And it's fair enough if there's a moment that I love, again, sort of bringing back to presence. And there was one other. Oh, something about when you shift to take your shape.
And won't it just be great if it's 3 a.m. when your outline finally shifts to take its shape, like the ghost of this person, but also could be like a spirit, or it could be just like something finally coming to realization and like you being cognitive of it, you know, like the. Fair enough, it's a moment if there's a moment I love is saying that, like, I will endure the trials and tribulations of life if I get to a point where I ever, it's worth it just to end up feeling that moment of clarity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think some people give up too soon. They think it's going to come instantly, you know?
Well, I think it's interesting that the song is, it goes chapter 1, chapter 2, and then you skip to chapter 28, even though you mentioned 3 a.m, which I think is an interesting little just bit of excellent songwriting.
I didn't even think about that. God, I'm good.
You know,
thanks.
1, 2, 3. You know, so we get the 3 that we're wanting. But then, but it's interesting that you leave out, you know, whatever, 24, 25 chapters of this 26 chapters of the piece, and 25 chapters of the story, and that's the place. You know, you're asking where should I put my focus now, and that it's, you know, something about it being your story, you know, and that it's your story to write. That at the beginning there's loneliness, and at the end there's love, and in the middle is the story that you create.
Yeah. And that's where you're sleeping and you're praying are the same. You know, it's like whatever loop that you're running, that unconscious, or if you've done your work, conscious loop that you're running in your brain, that's your prayer, that's what you're creating, putting your focus in that, which is the meditation work that I've been doing.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. If you like what you're hearing and you want another chance to participate, a two-hour non-commercial version of Radio 8 Ball can be heard Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on KAOS in Olympia, Washington, with me and my co-host, Tammy T., playing CDs on shuffle function as the answers to your questions. Give us a shake, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at 89.3 FM in Olympia or at www.kaosradio.
Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/Radio 8 Ball. That's patreon.com/Radio 8 Ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. For more on Radio 8 Ball, please visit our site at www.radio8ball.com. I'd like to thank
John Auer, as well as our callers Scott Taylor, Mike Rickberg, Willie Wisely, Robin Thorin,
and especially our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.